Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 265 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for November 20th is: describe your mindset regarding your performance in your job, sport, or other activity. Is your mindset helping or hindering you? Leaning on your wisdom, what beliefs do you need to let go so you can trust yourself more? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of rising above. One of the premises of the Write Your Own Story system is that we need to synchronize our mindset and our actions. We need them to work together to help us become better every day and be the best we can be. And whether it is our performance as teachers in the classroom, as coaches on the field, or really in any other role in our lives, our mindset is vitally important, and that's where we need to begin. One of the mindsets that can help us rise above and can help in our performance in our different jobs and roles is our perspective on competition versus collaboration. As Jim Kouzes and Barry Posner claim in their book, The Leadership Challenge, competitive strategies will always lose out to collaborative strategies. Cooperative and collaborative behavior requires individuals to understand that by working together, they will be able to accomplish something that no one can accomplish on his or her own. But people often have a hard time becoming cooperative once they have been in an environment with their teammates that promotes competition. They have a hard time trusting the people they work with because the win-lose mindset remains. It's very easy to get caught up in the mindset of simply worrying about ourselves. And even if we aren't actively working against other people that are on our team, we may not be actively helping them like we should be. And perhaps maybe one of the sources of our lack of cooperation might be our lack of trust and confidence in ourselves. And maybe that lack of trust and confidence comes from our mindset that we have to prove our worth and value through our performance. Rising above is often about letting go of the beliefs that limit us or hold us back. And one of those limiting beliefs may be that our performance as a teacher, a coach, or any role in our lives gives us value and worth. So we need to be givers rather than takers. And we need to trust ourselves and understand that contributing to a collaborative effort will help us reach our full potential. Because it is only by helping others that we're actually able to be the best version of ourselves. So how about you? What is your mindset regarding your performance in your job as a teacher, the sport you coach, or any other role in your life? Is your mindset helping or hindering you? What beliefs do you need to let go of so you can trust yourself more? Getting people to work collaboratively in groups and on teams is one of the hardest things to do, but it is also one of the most rewarding. And our challenge today reinforces one of the themes of using the 12 fundamentals of success to write your own story. And that is, the answers we look for are found within us. We need to embrace the paradox of seeking success in our soul by working collaboratively in a world that promotes external success and being competitive. But striving for soul success through collaboration will help us increase our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.